Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Gazpacho? What the fuck? I'm not gonna have a fucking gazpacho. That sounds disgusting.
Gross shit.
That just sounds disgusting. Like the word gazpacho. It feels like it's punching me. Gazpacho. You're gonna gazpacho me.
Gazpacho me.
Sounds like something my family would come up with in the old country.
Whoa. Whoa. We
human garbage.
Okay.
That's what these people are.
We've seen a lot of trash in a
this
lot of
is
shows that we've
these
covered.
People are garbage.
This is like scraping the bottom of the shit barrel.
And it's not even just that they are garbage, they are performing garbage.
Oh, they're
I'm gonna say actually
they're very
garbage cans on stage.
They're very fun to watch. They're dancing garbage cans. Yes.
This is below deck sailing yacht.
I like to sing and
BDSY. BDSM.
BDSY. Below deck sailing yacht. Omelet, you finish, but.
Omelet, you finish. You know what that's from, right?
No, not at all.
Come on. No. Are you in the world?
I don't get omelet, you finish. I don't get it.
Where do you think it's from?
Seinfeld.
No, like omelet. You. How about this? I say, omelet, you finish, but.
Oh, omelet, you finish.
You didn't get it. Kanye and Taylor Swift.
Oh, didn't they something? They're friends, right? Or no?
Don't.
I'm
no.
Kidding. I do know they're not friends, but like he interrupted. Oh, because he said, I'm going to let you finish. There we are.
Don't you love to have the joke explained to you?
It's
and
funny.
You, and you bringing it up.
It's funny.
Not anymore. You have taken away every shred of joy that I had.
Good name, Bravo. Good job.
This is one of the better names.
Season 3, right? Episode 3 of Sailing Yacht? Season 3.
Episode 3. Season 3.
Yeah, season 3.
This is reality, gays.
It
if
is.
You haven't stopped listening. I know I would.
Poodle would just turn the channel.
I wish I could do that to you.
Same.
Just turn you off.
Same. Very much so. Y'all, this show is back. Thank you so much. At least this season is. It's redeeming itself.
It is.
We've got handsome young men who can't take authority and are arrogant and just doing what they want to do.
He's just an asshole. I've decided he's not good at his job. Ashley's an asshole.
He and Ashley both don't want to work.
Everybody else, you guys, is fantastic. You can have your opinions about Daisy. People are hit and miss on Daisy. Sometimes she kind of.
I like Gabriella still.
Oh yeah,
she's.
She's a little overly sensitive.
She'll fucking cut you in the night, y'all.
But she may not go the distance because she is overly sensitive.
She is overly
and I do agree. It's not necessarily her giving orders all the time to the third stew. A lot of times, you already know what your orders are, And the third Stu does. And she's like, yeah, can you? She's also, you're not technically over them.
Mm.
So I think.
I agree. Yeah. At least from the little bit that we've seen.
Like we saw Fraser.
It's not wrong. It's just the delivery of it.
It's the delivery.
And that she acts like she's above it all.
Yeah. Which is Ashley's an asshole. Who's there for reality TV. I like Gabriella.
Very much. She's still my favorite person
on the ship. I'm just worried.
Well, no, Marcos.
I'm worried she'll flare out.
Yeah, I worry about that too. She's going to crash and burn. She's going to get upset. I'm worried. Everybody smokes on this boat, and I'm worried for them.
In Europe, and people are chain smokers, honey.
No, but golly.
And I think in
not great.
In the world of service,
oh yeah,
that's the only thing you have is smoking.
Well,
you're so not of this world. You just don't want people to smoke.
It's just not good for your health. And then we got Florian smoking in the Darcy and Stacy tell all up there with freaking Emo Smurf or whatever his name is.
Michael.
We're going to do that show later, y'all.
So I just want to, before we start,
we want to talk about Portland and we want to talk about Seattle. That's where we're going. Y'all, this Friday.
Glad we're centered.
This Friday, March 11th, we're going to be at the Aladdin Theater in Portland.
Yeah, that's where we are.
We're very excited. You still get tickets. And then on Saturday, March 12th, we're going to be at Fremont Abbey.
In Seattle.
This birthday weekend shows. Birthday weekend. I told y'all there might be cake. There won't be. I wasn't able to call. It's too late now to get a baker. I'm not going to have cake. Also, how do we serve it? It's COVID. And then we have cupcakes. That's not the same.
Nope.
Anyway, so... But, y'all, you can still get tickets available. We're excited. We have this little kind of like this little stretch of two shows, and then we have a break, and then in April, we're just raw dogging you.
Oh, we're raw dogging America.
We are raw dogging America. Bend over, Uncle Sam, and get ready to take it.
Like Hollywood told Kayla on one of our listeners reminded me, and I forgot. He said it this way, and I was mad. And he said, "We are shooting up your club."
Oh, Hollywood, the person! Yes. I forgot there was a person named on Hollywood, y'all.
Hollywood said he's going to shoot up the club, which means he's going to jizz inside her without a condom.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. And she said, like, "Hopefully,
on the walls.
Some of it will stick on the walls," And a listener pointed out to me.
I think we didn't mention that in the show. And that's a... y'all, I am so... We will do better. That is a real... That is a problem. Lalu was hard for us to get through because we had audio issues.
I will be honest. I like a lot of crude references, but Shoot Up the Club is up there. Wow.
I mean...
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not...
We'll be shooting up your club.
Yeah.
All across America.
Yeah. I don't like
knocking
that term.
You up.
I like that one better. Well, knocking you up. Shoot up the club just makes you think of Orlando. It kind of freaks me out.
Well, I think that's poor. I think that's.
Why would he say that, though? And he.
But that's not the only club that's been shot up. Let's just be clear.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. But yes, but when she did say sticking to the walls,
oh,
I went,
God.
Wow, that
y'all,
was graphic
that's
even
Lalu
for
season
us.
Four.
That's Love After Lockup season four, which we just put on the free. It's on the $8 tier normally. We just dropped the first episode. So if you want it, you got to join the Patreon.
I'd also say we just dropped our Bicurious this Pat. Is that Monday? Monday? We just dropped our Bicurious of Love Off the Grid.
It's good.
On Discovery Plus.
It's a good show.
I will now, gives me great pleasure to announce our next three options for March. Okay. Stop. That's not, you actually hit a drum at the end. You don't hit a hi-hat. Pa-ching-tung. I don't know what that was either.
But.
Boom.
Didn't work. Just go.
We're going to start with a show that I watched, an absolute debacle of a show, called The Courtship. A woman tries to, as she says, live in a Jane Austen movie. She keeps saying movie. She wants to live, it's like being in a Jane Austen movie and fairy tale.
I don't think she's read a Jane Austen book.
She might have. I'm not here to Maybe. Say that.
I haven't.
She keeps saying Jane Austen movie, though, and that does bother me a little bit. Because, you know, Jane Austen, prolific producer and writer of films. Director, too. She's really an auteur, that one.
Wasn't she married to Zack Snyder?
Who knows? Yeah. So, but the courtship, and she is to, they're going, I don't really know. I watched the first episode. I've talked about it in our Sissy Squad. I'm not sure how faithfully they are following this Regency era model. What kind of, they are doing period clothing.
They're not following. It's just a gimmick.
Well, they are to an extent because they are having them do, they did etiquette lessons. They did dancing, period dancing things. Now, I will say the period dancing is about as bad as you could imagine.
Oh, okay.
With some of them. One guy was trying to do almost grind with her. what they forgot.
If Poodle was alive in the 17th century, he would have grind.
But y'all, they're trying to cash in on the Bridgerton. But what's about Bridgerton, things are done exquisitely to period, and there are winks at this is still a modern show.
I think your expectations are too high for this.
It's a network show. This is not winking. This is a lazy eye squinting at you from across the room. So, I will say it's...
Carl, I like this show. It's old-timey.
It's a mess. I had a problem was that no one tried to get them to change their haircuts at all. So, there's like people with fades and overly gelled hair.
Okay. We got to move on from this. You're going to get in the soap.
Sorry.
Bar. What's number two?
But you have to admit, that's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. But yes.
So that's The Courtship on NBC.
But also, I think a lot of
people... I enjoy the woman, Nicole.
Haven't jacked off to gay Jane Austen porn like you have as much.
Yeah. The whole concept of Regency era is extremely difficult because the lead woman is African-American. Mm-hmm. And so you have to ignore a lot about what happened in the Regency era. Yeah. But the second one, and this is one of our first, I believe, a departure, if you will, the Netflix show, we're going to do Worst Roommate Ever.
You forgot the name of the show
for a second.
I'm excited for this one.
We're going to, and then I think I might let you guys, if that wins, I might let you guys choose which one we do. There are five episodes.
Okay.
Maybe I'll only let the first three because we don't want to do a two-parter. Final one.
I like that one. What's the third?
But it's a true crime about really bad roommates, and that's kind of underselling.
These people
are terrible.
There's like an old woman with blue eyeshadow who says in the trailer, she's like, "I used to be a nice person or a good person. Now she's what, y'all? What is she? A killer? A kidnaptress?
I've watched all of them. I think so far it's. And maybe not the second one's kind of hard to watch. I would say it needs to be the grandmother, Dorothea, or the Chilean guy, which creeped me the fuck out.
Oh, he would have killed you.
And he was hot.
Exactly. That's why you would have been dead.
So anyway, so it's going to be that. And the last one, y'all, is Below Deck Down Under.
We're not doing the whole show.
Peacock.
We're not doing the whole show. Because we don't have time, y'all. Because Pig Royalty is coming back in a couple of weeks.
Yep.
Something else is happening this month, too.
Ultimatum next week.
Yeah, Ultimatum is...
you still can't say that.
I want to say Ultimatum-tums from...
No, you said Ultimatium.
Yes. And so...
Ultimatum-tums.
So anyway, we'll give you a... Because the captain is hot. And we thought, well, we'll give you a bi-curious if you want to choose it.
And Aisha, who we know from, I think she was Below Deck Med. Maybe not. No, maybe she was OG. I can't remember. Aisha is Chief Stew.
She's a Chief Stew. So there you go, y'all. Below Deck Down Under. The Worst Roommate Ever. And
the courtship.
The courtship. There you go.
The debacle.
There you go.
There is, they do have a thing where to say, to kind of figure out what last suitor, they have to do a dance together.
Okay.
And then, all right. And then she says, your carriage is waiting. That's there you may go.
That's good.
I enjoyed, and I enjoy
for
her
parents.
For
someone that said you didn't like it, you sure have talked about what you liked about it a lot.
The show is an absolute circus of a show. Most of the men I find completely to be knuckle-dragging Neanderthals.
Okay.
And uninteresting, too.
Did they take their shirts off?
I haven't seen it yet.
It'll happen.
Yeah, it will.
It'll happen.
There was this blonde guy.
And they're going to be somewhat dressed in like knickers and like tights. And you're going to be so turned on.
I do have a hard time because the show does turn me on in that men in pantaloons kind of thing. But there are some of them who are so dumb.
You're not going to care when their shirts are off.
Yeah. I think you're right.
Anyway, y'all. So, yeah, we're mixing it up. We put a little true crime, a little killing stuff on there.
A killing show.
A killing show. Anyway, all right, everybody.
I
think that's it. So come see us live and choose your Bicurious. And again,
I'll be putting out the, should we go out today or the next day?
Pig Royalty is going to be dropping on the free feed of season one.
Season one.
Because it airs on Discovery Plus, y'all, but now it's airing on Animal Planet. They drop, I think, 2 episodes every Tuesday of the way it's going. So I'm going to drop those episodes at the end of this week. So if you wanted to see if I want to listen to Pig Royalty, it's just the best show of 2021. Or 2021.
You will fall in love with these families, and you will hate Michelle Bolero.
Oh, you will hate Michelle Bolero.
And her daughters.
And her daughters, but you will just, oh.
Especially
Nugget. You're going to love Nugget.
Yep.
Anyway, it's very good.
It's very good.
All right.
It's very good.
Let's do this.
So.
That's only 15 minutes. That wasn't bad.
Back to actual piles of trash that talk.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's say...
Jump in, Poodle. What's your first start?
One? This is not about the people, because I just have lots of quotes from them. The chef has a story...
Marcos.
Where he's talking about Ashley and Tom saying that they actually want to fuck each other, and maybe they do, maybe they don't. I don't care. I don't like either of them. And the chef's like, well, I'm too old for all this. I once worked on a boat with all women, and I had sex with all of them. No one knew until they got drinking one night, and they all talked about it. And they all wanted to burn me alive. Ooh. And I went somewhere because I pictured him pummeling every woman on the crew with his enormous penis.
Oof. Oof. It has been known to us. I mean, we knew this already. Sissies are coming at us. Y'all, we know his restaurant's in downtown Los Angeles.
Is it a restaurant or a food truck? No,
he has a restaurant, it looks like, now, too.
Really?
I didn't know that. I thought it was just a food truck. Okay. But there is a restaurant on Flower Street.
Get a girl.
We're probably going to go.
Yeah.
If we see him.
I want to get a picture.
I don't know. He probably would like it. Let's go. Let's get a picture of him.
I'm like, can I touch your nipple?
No. He would say that probably pretty clear. He is hot.
He's so hot.
So hot. The fact that Erica...
Looks like something in a Latin porn that I've seen.
It's true. The fact that Erica and her mother Cindy could talk to him with straight faces, I don't believe it.
Garbage.
Garbage.
What's your first one?
Well, that was my first one. Oh. Because y'all...
God, we're so predictable.
If you want to have a decades party, I think you're basic. I think...
The fact that you want a five-decades party...
That you want a five... Now, look. You want to have an 80s party. You want to have a 90s party. You want to have 60s. Great. But you want to have a five-decades party. It's like saying you... Like you were saying, you enjoy your steak medium... But you really don't
want it
because
medium
don't want pink inside. But which means you don't know what medium is.
No, you,
which means you don't know what you want.
Medium plus.
Yeah, she did say, I guess it's a streaming steak.
Oh, I just.
But it shows, y'all, These people don't know what they want. They don't.
Y'all, this is not even new money.
No.
This is
someone's charging their father's Discover card.
This is venture capitalism.
Yes.
In the worst possible way.
Y'all, if you don't think Chuck is going to go to jail for some of his business dealings.
100%.
Then you are sadly mistaken. You are going to be the... he's going to be right there with Jen Shaw. Ooh, the Housewives was good this week.
This is... I know they're in Florida. They're in Florida because, of course, they are. Where do you think? Clearwater? I say Clearwater.
Yeah, Clearwater.
Maybe Tampa.
Yeah.
Sorry, Clearwater.
Sorry.
I just think this is typical.
Yeah.
Sorry, you got Florida. You got them in Scientology.
Someone sent me a message. Said, "I'm so sorry. You're never going to come to Florida. I promise. I'll say gay if you come."
We are going to come to Florida. We're planning it.
We'll probably go like to Miami, y'all.
No, that's not what we talked about.
We didn't.
No.
Oh, I want to go to Miami because the guys are there's so many hot guys.
We have more listeners in Tampa.
Oh, we did talk about Tampa.
Please edit that out. Because everyone in Miami just flipped out. All three of you.
Well, maybe more people in Miami need to tell their friends to listen. And maybe we'll go. If you get more people to listen there, then we'll go.
I think if we were in Spanish, we would do really well in Miami.
Oh, well. You can't. Well, we cuss anyway, but we can't get very far in colloquial Spanish.
We can't get very far in Spanish, period.
Period.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, what was I saying?
God,
we
talked about the decades part. That was my tea bag.
No,
the ridiculous decades.
I
her
agree.
Not knowing what she wants.
And it's not. I don't even think it's a question of not knowing what you want. It is a way to be generally unsatisfied with everything.
Yes.
Because then you constantly have people who are desperately trying to please you, and that is what you think in life marks a successful person.
Yes.
That is what you're chasing.
Yeah. For this constant validation of your superiority.
Yeah.
That's what they're wanting.
Even though you are, in essence, a dancing pile of trash who is like leaking coffee grounds.
Badly
and
dancing.
Yeah. And soured milk.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you're
like your
buffoon of a blustering husband.
Yes. Yes, you can't even get into a theater works tour. That untalented dancing. No. Although some of those shows are good. I shouldn't say that. I didn't mean that.
Don't come for theater works.
I mean, like when you're starting out, there's people that are good and then there's some people that don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
I would say community theater or something
like
that.
There you go. That's better.
Better than theater works. Because theater works tour, a lot of times you'll get your card.
Yeah,
you'll get your points,
and you'll get something else too if you're in a tour with Poodle.
Yeah, I was on a bus and truck theater works tour for a while.
Sleep with the cast?
Didn't pick up a card. Picked up a lot of visits to the clinic. A lot of stuff hadn't seen in a while. No, I just want to say, and when I say performative, this was performing for the camera.
Yeah.
Especially for him.
And yes, I think, because you can't, either he's performing or he's on some type of drugs.
Or the biggest asshole in the world.
Or all three of those things.
Yeah.
I think all three of those things are probably, y'all, because Chuck likes to do coke at a party.
I think
he just seems like that
type.
He's
a little past it, unfortunately. He probably did it like 10 years ago and misses it.
Look at his face. His face kind of had a bloat.
I think there are some classic quotes. I'm just going to, besides the gazpacho delivery, one of my favorites was, where was it? There it is. Yeah, I think I'm a Gemini. We're supposed to be all peaceful and shit, but I'm crazier than batshit on hell.
Don't know what batshit on hell means.
That
sounds like a song from the 90s.
Batshit on hell. Batshit on hell. I'm batshit on hell. AC/DC, yes.
Yes.
Yes. You said about
that. And then they just bite off a bat's yes, head like that's Ozzy Osbourne.
But you said
that's
something
about animal cruelty.
You didn't like all the screaming and sissies came for you.
They did.
So he's just awful, y'all. He never stops talking.
Never.
He has to remind you how important he is. It's like
he goes to this whole thing with Gabriella about the different how he's an expert on fucking Cuban espressos that they don't make anymore. And then at one point he says, I'm a great tipper. I'm a really big tipper. Y'all, if someone tells you they're a good tipper.
I think he was talking to Ashley in the room.
Yeah, it's Ashley, yeah. Not Gabrielle. Sorry. If someone tells you they're a good tipper and you're serving
they're
them.
They're awful.
You're not going to get shit. You're not going to get
y'all,
shit.
All of you who are ever servers and someone mentions, yeah, I'm generally a big tipper. You know what you're getting. You know you're getting maybe 20. No, you're not getting 20%. You're getting maybe 15%.
Maybe. Yeah, they are not going to leave them a good tip at all.
It's interesting because
unless they feel like it shows face and they want to show how rich they are.
If you've ever worked in hospitality or serving and you knew these people and then I thought to myself, they're trying too hard because I knew people who behaved like this without knowing they were on camera. Like they were worse.
Yeah.
This is interesting.
Yeah,
you know who the worst person was? Who the most authentic asshole was? The mother. Cindy.
Y'all, because this is one of my teabags. Y'all, Cindy didn't make it on the plane because she got kicked off because she was sad. She was sat in like economy comfort.
Yeah.
We have sat in economy comfort. They give you free drinks there usually. She was saying because she couldn't sit in first class. So she was in economy comfort. She didn't like the food they were serving. She said, I can't
eat. The daughter said, I don't like, she didn't like yogurt or whatever. Yeah. But then she had like my husband's omelet. And like then like they were going to put her in jail.
Her husband fell asleep. She went into first class and took his omelet and ate it. And they were going to put her in jail.
Yeah, Cindy's the worst because Cindy has to act like, I don't think this steak is good.
She is snobby,
yeah, and for no reason.
And has no reason. She, a woman like this can only, or person, woman or man, the only type of person like this can only be put in their place by someone like Patricia Altschul.
Yeah.
Like someone who really is what they want to be.
Yeah.
And sees through it.
And she mentions things like, just make me the drink, whatever you want, whatever's the healthiest.
Whatever's the healthiest.
these are the people who, if you've ever been a server, these are the people who will order, who will make up their own dish at restaurants.
Which is what they do.
And they say,
that's what they do.
They say, which you can almost do that on a boat.
On this type of boat, because that's the whole point, you get whatever you want.
You're, like, all of, if you've ever been a server, and someone say, can you just bring me a chicken breast with just like no sauce and like a salad on the side and like whatever that or everything on the side. And then like, do you have any just like people that just make something up?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, and do that because I don't eat this. And that's, I guarantee you, Cindy orders, she just tells people to make her things.
Well,
at Chili's.
As Cindy says, y'all, this is one of my teabags. My quote is, they're having dinner. She's like, yeah, this is man food. This isn't women's
it's
food.
It's a man dinner.
So the fact that I had to watch her say that on International Women's Day is abhorrent.
Oh, I know!
Because this woman is setting you back, y'all. Setting you back.
Well, I don't consider
her. Food is not gendered.
I don't consider her as representation of women, sadly. So.
I'll celebrate her on International Trolls Day. But y'all, if you're listening to this, this is, I think this episode dropped afterwards.
Happy International Women's Day.
I just shared it. For me, I shared a post, actually, my friend, Jen Aniston. I'm going to call her my friend because I love her so much. About her Lola V. She was sharing a really great post, though, about...
You're so relatable.
About the women who have volunteered to be in the Ukrainian army. And I thought it was such a...
That's wonderful.
And so that's what I shared. So we hope you celebrated the women in your life.
And we're celebrating by taking down two.
That's true. What a...
It's true. It's very true.
Did she say something? Did she bedazzle her dress?
Yeah, it was. Her dress was ugly,
hideous,
horrible. Did do you call your mother on International Women's Day? Would you say like, "Hey, Mother Poodle, Happy International Women's Day"?
A lot of what good it did for me.
God,
that's exactly what tell she you would what. Say.
That sounds like something a man came up with. My mother is extremely, she hates chauvinism, but she's not really a feminist at the same way.
Yeah,
she
just
hates men.
Yeah.
She also hates women.
Yep.
So.
It's true.
One of the things I grew up with loves dogs. One of the things I grew up with was, oh, just like a man. You know, a man invented that. But at the same time, to women, she'll say, oh, she can fix herself up a little bit better.
You know, she does say that about me, because she said that when she was here for a bit, and she said that about one of the hospital parking meters. It was so confusing that a man made it.
I grew up with that.
I'm like, you just take the ticket.
No.
She did not get it.
She hates men and women. You're right. Dogs are okay. Doesn't love children.
No. Loves her grandkids.
Yeah. Babies mostly. Are okay. Although she'd rather not hold them. Animals are mostly okay. Dogs are great.
Really, dogs. Yeah. She likes
cats?
She's
okay with cats.
Okay. She gets allergic.
Yeah. Men are pretty much really bad, though, for her.
Sorry, Father
Poodle. I kind of agree.
And on that note, y'all, we're going to take a break. While you think about the women in your life, and we'll be right back.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or is it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No. The doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They looked like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Caw!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, have hope. Keep going, queens.
What flag is that? That looks like a British flag.
So, we're in England, guys. We're in England.
And, you know, the kids are away, so we're going to have a lot of sex. A
lot of sex. I feel sorry for the person that's sleeping on the other side of that curtain.
And, you know, I dated guys who, when I lived in Los Angeles,
who said, come on my yacht. And I was like, this is a houseboat.
When have I ever, like, hung up anything in my life?
It's just, you know what?
Boy, you meet her mother, though, and you see why she's this way.
Yeah, and that's why I keep saying, yes, you guys.
Like, they think they're Goldie Hawn on fucking Overboard right now. And before she got hit in the head.
I will say, this is complete trolling to this crew, and I really feel sorry for them.
Oh.
I know they got paid to do this, you guys, but I would not...
Remember, though, the crew did not pay for this cruise. At least that's the way we've heard it.
You mean the charter guests?
The charter guests.
You pay them with the tip.
They pay with the tip, and that's it. So if they really had money, would they be on this?
No. The only thing... What I hope for the crew is they have stories to talk about, because with my experience in catering and serving, I have the stories I've had for insane people who I've either catered for. Mm-hmm. And you guys, you know, if you're in a place, and because they're cuckoo from moment one.
Would you be able to be a charter guest on one of these, knowing you would have to probably show your ass? Could you do it? Would you? Now,
no.
I think they're, let's say this. That sounds like I think they're authentically garbage human beings.
They are taking it up a step, though.
But they're, I feel like everybody knows that's part of getting the free thing is you've got to take it up a notch.
I don't know. I think they're charter guests who are perfectly lovely.
And there have been charter guests who are perfectly lovely.
Yeah, I think, here's me. Even if I had a problem, you would not hear me say it.
You would, but I bet you would do shots and get drunk and naked in the hot tub.
Oh, I would be a fucking mess.
And would you try to hit on Gary?
Yes.
Who I have to say, y'all, I've made the turn.
I'm telling you.
He is hot.
You will come around to him.
No. This was the episode. I've come around to Gary, and I would like him to come.
To come around you.
I would like him to shoot up my club. I would be fine with that.
Y'all, I'm so sorry I ever heard that expression, because now I'm going to say it a lot because it disturbs me.
Wow.
And then she said, I hope something sticks.
I hope something sticks.
Oh!
Oh.
Hopefully, y'all, come at us if you've heard that expression before, and also come at us if we've completely kind of fucked you up because you'd never heard it before and it horrified you. It
horrified me. But no, Gary,
I think he's the episodes that I watched before this season. He was super endearing to me. I've never felt he was super attractive, but it's not that. It's he's got a swagger, and he's so competent and good at his job, and so helpful to other people.
That was my note for him. And this episode, he was really peacekeeper. This, like, with Gary or with Tom, he's trying to get Tom to go to talk to Ashley and kind of mend things up, and they do.
No, he's generally a good guy,
and also with the whole
just ship trash
Colin and Tom situation, where Tom almost broke the back door or whatever it is.
Fucking Tom. He's just it's going to take a lot for him to not be annoyed by him.
I think Tom is a lot of he even looks like Taron Egerton. He's like that Taron Egerton character in Kingsman, but before he became, when he was just a brat in the beginning of the movie.
Yeah. I get that.
And I think,
but with less charisma.
No, I think a lot of it is youth, but I don't want, and I think a lot of people are going to say, they're really promoting on this, y'all, they're really pushing, the producers are, him being young is one of the big plot points of this whole season. And I feel like they're going to eventually say, like, this is that he's grown up and
they
he's
will.
Learned more.
That's the storytelling on these shows.
I do think he's young, and I think he's really fucking arrogant.
Yeah, and he's shitty to people who have a higher rank than he does.
He's what he is Colin is trying to tell him something. He's like, no, don't make it a big deal. He says,
don't make it a big deal.
He's very, very, very insecure.
Yeah.
Really insecure. He has a fear, he even said, of he doesn't want to look stupid. And so, but that's driving him then to speak over other people.
Right.
And it's driving him to also tell people that are in a position higher than him that their opinion isn't validated. Because Colin,
This is different for me because I haven't had a ship, a crew yet with an engineer. And so come at me, sailing sissies. Ooh, sailing sissies.
Sailing sissies.
Oh, I love that.
Low deck sailing sissies.
When we take our cruise one, eventually, because
2030.
But eventually we are, y'all. We were going to do a cruise and then it got canceled. But we will do a cruise.
You have
again.
To can opener me on that boat right now. You'd have to you'd have to airlift me in, and I would be in one of those gerbil
balls.
Just doing, going just around.
Running around deck.
Hey, everybody.
And I would allow one man who was put in like an antiseptic bleach and dipped, then put in.
Who's dipped in lye would be allowed to be in your bubble.
And then you'd take him out and you'd put another one in there. Yeah, that's the only people who are coming in contact with me. For the meet and greets, you're just going to hug my ball. You're going to hug my
gerbil
ball.
The ball.
Hey!
Hey, shit!
Dun, 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 dun. When you hug it, it makes that kind of noise that a ball does, you know? Dun, 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 dun.
You just hear me just like rolling around on the boat. You're like, There's Poodle. Just rolling around on the deck.
Vanessa, yeah.
And his gerbil ball.
What is that? Oh, is Poodle coming?
I think he is.
Oh.
Y'all, I'm joking, but not really.
Well, not right now, but we are going to do a sissy cruise one day. A sissy set sail. I'm excited for it.
Did you just brand that?
Yes.
I don't like it.
I like it. 2024.
That's too soon. Let's table this
maybe
and not
Gary,
announce
maybe
things
Gary could
or
come.
Branding.
Maybe Gary could come.
Oh, God. Ooh. Get me a couple of drinks, and I'll be all over him, and he'll be fine with it.
Yeah, because he said he was looking for love, and he didn't really find it. Anyway, that
Ooh, you'll was, find it.
That kind of covered Gary and Tom were two of my tea bags, so that kind of covered them both. What's your next one?
I've talked about the airport. Like when you get kicked off a plane, that's a special degree of assholery.
It is. It's a special. I honestly thought it was because they were from Florida. I thought they didn't wear masks. That's what I thought it was going to be. But
we're not going to really talk about it that much because that Biden swimsuit was trolling, right?
I think
had
so.
To be.
She said Trump's out or tits out for Trump, and then so now she's wearing a Biden swimsuit.
I don't really care either way.
I don't
because
care about politics at all.
The
but
politics
just,
of these people are the least offensive
but
things about them.
It's a metaphor of
it's a metaphor about who they are
of who the who yeah if they are trolling, that's. Not nice. That's
it's
just gross.
It's different that when you're it's different when your politics become the politics of antagonism versus that's when things get
because then are you really in it for the betterment of our country?
Right.
When whatever side you are,
when it's
I've
about,
seen it on both.
When it's about trolling.
Yeah. When it really is about just putting. People in your country down.
Remember you guys when it used to be about policy instead of cults of personalities?
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, it's not anymore. Not anymore.
Yeah. Or what kind of state you lived in or what color of ticket you voted for.
I know.
Because just to set us up in teams.
I know it's like my cousin, one of my cousins, who I like very much, but she's one of those people... She's very, she's not conservative. She's a Trumper. So to me, that's different. And she, because it's that antagonist.
It is. It's sometimes it's a little bit of a culture of trollery.
But I brought up, but this is how I feel like it is a detriment and inhibits potential like good social and just familial relationships.
Yeah.
Because I said to her, I said, I hadn't seen her in like 10 years since my Uncle Andy died to his daughter. Yeah. And I said, it's so good to see you. And it didn't offend me because I don't think take things personal with her. I don't take a lot of things personal anymore. And but I just said, well, if you're ever out in California, let me know. I'd love to see you. And she went, gah, like I'd ever go out to California to that state.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is just your cousin who loves you.
Right.
Saying if you ever come out to... The way you would say if you're up where I live, come say hi.
Right.
All you have to say is, okay, thanks.
Well, we do talk about Florida in that way.
But you just read us for Phil.
But it is Florida, and
they literally passed a bill that said don't say
gay. They've been fucking stuff up for a long time, y'all.
They literally have a bill that says don't say gay right now. Although students that are protesting is really wonderful.
I was watching it this morning, and I was crying.
It's very moving.
Yep.
Yeah, very moving.
Did you see the UNT class about that where they protested the anti-trans policies?
That's
our college, you guys.
College, UNT, North Texas.
I never did that in my life, and I don't think I can do an eagle claw.
Yeah, the eagle claw.
Did they sound like that?
I think we did the call with it, but
I don't think I heard caw. I don't think you hear that at football games.
No, Pioneer Woman's husband plays caw! Her oldest son is a quarterback for them.
Shut up.
Yeah,
Brycey or which one?
Ticey. I forget, but yeah.
Her kids are gorgeous.
Oh, her daughter's wedding was fantastic. They had it up in Pawhuska, and it was beautiful. Beautiful. I don't know why I'm not friends with her. We don't have a mutual friend at all. It bothers me.
We completely destroyed her on our recap of
Would anybody like my brownie bites? We had so much fun with Ronnie and Ben on that.
Her fucking dead eyes.
It was great.
Looking right into the camera.
It was great. Great. Anyway, we're going to do that again this year.
Meryl Streep, she ain't.
Meryl Streep, she ain't, but I do enjoy her. All right, so...
Where am I?
Speaking of cooking, is there any way to make that not like mousse?
Yeah, again, this goes back to your worst serving stories.
Marco says they don't know shit about food.
No, and that's what you know. When someone is trying to say, y'all, this especially happens around wine... You will hear dumb people talk about, I really love this. Cabernet is my favorite. It's like a dryer. It's more like this. It's like.
I love a Chablis. My mom serves me a Chablis.
But the thing is, Drunk Dog is honest that Drunk Dog doesn't know anything about wine.
He will
not. He likes everything.
Except for a Riesling.
Doesn't like
very
that.
Very discerning
dog. That's gross. Maybe a dry Riesling occasionally.
You know what? When I don't think they're a sponsor anymore, but when one of our...
First Leaf?
First Leaf, actually. They sent me a Riesling.
I like a dry Riesling.
And I was like, I am not going to like this. And based off my questionnaire, I loved it. You know, I shouldn't say this, though, because they're not sponsoring us anymore.
I was about to throw my pad at you.
They should give us money. Y'all, text them and say, because I enjoyed that. I enjoyed free wine.
I enjoyed lots of free wine.
They didn't realize they didn't even have to pay us. I would have taken the free wine.
It's great because I would invite guys over and get them drunk on wine.
Because you had like 16 bottles.
Yeah. Y'all, nothing better than free alcohol for me.
Ain't nothing better.
Get me. That's why when open bar is on an event, I will go.
He will.
Yeah. It's going to get messy, though.
It's going to get real messy.
So where was I?
She's
talking about...
We're talking about their shitty palate.
And she's like, is there any way we can have broccoli, not mousse, but like not a mousse? How about just some Brussels? She doesn't say Brussels sprouts. Just some Brussels with some like balsamic, which she probably orders at every restaurant and says, do you have these? Because she's so basic, she orders it in every restaurant.
She does.
Because she had it really good in one restaurant.
She had it really good at
I love Brussels sprouts, but I'm honestly hoping they go out soon because they're everywhere and not everyone does them right. And if you have them done really, really well, it's hard to eat them anywhere else.
I feel like a lot of people over-season them, actually.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't dislike them, but...
I'm ready for them to be out.
I'm ready for a new vegetable to make
Hearts of palm!
Yeah.
Or something.
Love a hearts of palm. Love a hearts of palm.
Persimmons!
So, Erica, let's talk about the dinner. In that, we talked about... She sent the steak back, but they loved the dinner. And they're sitting there eating. She says, how do we say cheers in Spanish?
Feliz Navidad.
And that was her mom that said that, right?
Yes.
Feliz Navidad.
The dowager garbage can.
Dowager garbage can, yes. Yes.
You can tell she's the grandmother because her hair is white on top of the trash.
Yes. Yep. Just on the trash can is just a little tuft of
just
white
a
hair.
White wig.
Kind of white purpley.
Yeah.
Yeah. And their trash can, the trash can has glasses taped to the front of it.
And like, you guys, I normally, you will hear me call people awful and terrible and different things. I usually stay away from the phrase human garbage.
You've said that a lot, I feel like, lately this
maybe,
year.
Maybe, maybe.
You said that a lot about before the 90-day season.
No, those all are. Those
Golly,
are.
Golly, y'all.
Those
just,
are all
just
trash pails.
They're dropping like no one's good on that season anymore.
No. I don't know. I think you I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think who's good.
We literally said,
Johnny?
Maybe. I mean, yeah, we said Mike had a good heart. We were wrong about that.
Well, he might have a good heart, but he's racist as fuck.
He's racist as fuck, yeah.
There's a lot of hate there. A
lot of hate there.
Yeah.
So.
It's just, you know what it is. And if you guys...
But that said, there is like, these people seem grosser than anybody on 90 Day Fiancé.
You know why? It's intentional. The cruelty is the point.
Yeah, the cruelty is the point, yeah. It's villainous.
It is, and they enjoy making
even
other...
a blind squirrel finds a nut. Good job, Poodle.
Thank you. I love it how you get so excited when I come up with something good.
Yeah.
That you think is good. But no, the cruelty, they like to make other people feel small.
Yes.
Because some people live this life, they kind of unintentionally, they just are like this. And so you can almost have a little bit of sympathy sometimes for those people. These people are unredeemable.
No, it's as if they saw a show about like where Punky Brewster had an episode, an interaction with a very snobby rich woman. And that's the way they decide, oh, that's
You're
rich.
You're right. It is.
It's that.
It
ideology.
Is. It is. It is kind of like that we are all, they're like, they think that they need to be the Mr. Monopoly.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
Enjoying suffering in the cold, people. Sorry about that.
Sorry about that. So anyway.
Yeah. So the dinner, they're liking the dinner.
Chuck says, what does Chuck say about that
Best
dinner?
Best dinner, top 10 of my life.
Now, he says, well, I would be nice later on. Now, this is where things get performative, y'all. That's how you know.
Yeah. That's how you know he's
an
trash.
Asshole. So the next day, he's saying this is good. And even though Cindy's like, I don't think this is good steak.
She said last night, she's like, it was kind of something like a Chili's or an Applebee's.
Wow.
Wow.
So... the next day, the chef is like, these are simple food for simple taste buds. So this is what I'm going to make. And they're doing this brunch/lunch, y'all. And this has been asked for. That's what Erica wants.
And Daisy said, do you want to do a breakfast or lunch? Or do you want that to be both? And she said, ask to Erica, who's the primary. And Erica said, we'll just do brunch. We'll be both. It'll encapsulate everything. And she went, great.
So... the chef says, or Chuck's like, you know, the sun is shining this big. Why do I have to like wait till 11 to get some food in my stomach?
Yeah, why the? Who do I have to fuck to get breakfast?
So anyway, and then a porpoise out there goes, you're not fucking me.
Yeah.
Not happening over here.
So he.
Not this horny dolphin.
They make him an omelet. He hates it.
Because he puts tomatoes in it.
He puts tomatoes in it.
He just wants a basic omelet. Now, that said, he didn't ask for tomatoes.
Yeah.
People have very weird tastes about it. If I was a chef, if someone said, I want an omelet with bacon, onions, and whatever else.
Yeah,
he
asked for, you would just
cheese,
put it in there.
I would not put tomatoes in there.
But it's kind of like, I get it. But mom doesn't even like her food.
She doesn't like her food either. No. Cindy says, it was bad. And that's where she makes the chilies. Because what did he make her? I think he made her...
Eggs and bacon.
Poached eggs and bacon.
Again, this is performative.
Y'all,
this is, we're acting for the cameras. We're supposed to be bad people.
Yeah, he didn't fuck up poached eggs
no.
and bacon. A chef can make that in their sleep.
Yeah, I call a little bit of fraudacity here.
I do too. Yeah. I think fraudacity as well.
Anyway, we end with him saying, I've got better food at a ballpark. I've had glorious food at a ballpark.
I've had the food at Dodger Stadium is delicious. Really good. Texas
good
Stadium
sushi.
Too.
Good sushi.
Yes, great
you can
sushi.
Get good, yes, I've eaten sushi at a bar. I'm a horrible L.A. person.
You should eat sushi at L.A. because that's what we do. It's L.A.
What we do.
We're Californians. Exactly. I love it. Sorry, cousin. And I guess I'm not going to see
you. Get a Doyer dog because you will not be sorry.
They're
called Doyer dogs.
They're good. Now,
go Doyers!
Doyers. You can also...
And the garlic fries.
Garlic fries are too much garlic for me.
That is too much. I agree. I 100% agree with you.
I wish they'd do less. But there's a lot of... But I know that like when I went to the Texas Stadium years ago with my dad for the World Series, they had like one of the most amazing Kraft hamburgers I ever had because it's Texas, so they added all this steak stuff. So
he needs to change his...
I don't think Chuck has been... I don't know what baseball games he's going to, but fuck him. Anyway...
And that's the show, y'all.
That's the show. That's the show, everybody.
Yeah. Fuck him.
Fuck him. Fuck him very, very much. You can go to our Linktree link, y'all. That's where you can get tickets to come see us in Portland and Seattle this weekend, March 11th and March 12th. There are plenty of tickets. This Portland theater is a big theater, y'all. Bring a friend. Bring your mom. Bring your cousin. Bring everybody.
Just don't bring any of these people.
Don't bring any of these people.
Or anyone like this.
Yes, please. Don't bring them. But we're excited to go to Portland. Ooh. We're
actually,
do fun
if
things.
You want me to bring them up on stage and read them for filth, I will do that.
It's true. We're going to Portland on Friday, and then we have Saturday. But I don't know what's going to happen. I think I'm still, it's Friday night. I'm going to have to take you to see the Dick Dancers on Friday. We're in Portland. We're doing a gay show.
We could go on Thursday.
Maybe. Yeah, that's true. We're going to be there on Thursday. But you're going to have to go out. You can sleep on the plane.
I like it that it's not a trip to a city so we can see the Dick Dancers.
Hey! I got to show you around.
The thing is, I'm not really into men dancing. Go-go dancing. Like
sure.
You are.
Sure. Sure.
You're into that.
Honestly, kind of the reason I want to take Poodle, y'all, is Poodle, he's so, and I say this in a very wonderfully positive word, you're so slutty, as I am, but when someone does something in public, Poodle gets horrified and becomes a little Pollyanna prude.
One
of my favorite things to see.
It feels too much for me.
I want to see your face when a dancer is dancing and then he takes off his underwear and he's totally naked and you see his dick swinging in your face. The look on your face will give me so much joy.
It's, I find it to be just a little inappropriate. It's not proper. It's not proper.
It's so funny.
Anyway, I'll make out with you in the club in front of everybody.
You will.
But there's something about someone doing
the performative aspect. Yes. Of oh, God, y'all. It's one of my favorite things to watch and be horrified.
And I don't like touching them.
Oh, you don't? You're afraid? You told me you're afraid of MRSA. Yeah, you're afraid of MRSA.
You know why? Because people's hands are all over them.
Yeah.
It's like, why not I just like... touch an escalator pole. That's the same reason I don't touch an escalator. Have you ever seen people touch those people? The people touch dancers.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the point. Well, no, it's not to the point. Sometimes you're not supposed to, but sometimes you can. Anyway, y'all.
You would know.
Traveling with Poodle. It's going to be a fun one, y'all. So come see us in Portland and Seattle. We're excited. All right, everybody. That's the show. Go to realitygaze.com. You can see all our live show information there as well. You can get merch. That all goes to the charity. The charity this month.
Black and Brown Founders.
It's black. No.
Oh, it's which? Oh, fuck. It's March. It's March.
It is March, everybody. We have a new charity.
It is called...
Talk about something else and I'll look up...
It's for Ukrainian children. I'm fucking this up.
Talk about something else and I'll look it up.
Or give... Oh, God.
No, it's fine. Talk about another thing. It's called the Global Fund for Children.
That's it. And Sissy sent it to me.
Yes.
It's Sissy's charity, and we've edited it.
The Global Fund for Children supports grassroots community-based organizations globally, and currently they have several partners in Ukraine that are working on the front lines to provide emergency relief to children and their families. They also support a cohort of partners in Moldova, which is where Andre's from, which right now, and Romania, which, by the way, I read, y'all, Moldova is having a refugee crisis right now.
Because Ukraine.
They can't support all, when they want to, but they can't support all the refugees coming in. I also saw, again, I mentioned him again, Hadi Matt Gutman, the reporter. Ooh. He's done a really great job, and something he highlighted that I think I shared it to my Instagram is, y'all, imagine we see all these trains and videos of images of people running to trains, but what about the children, especially? That can't run.
Yep.
The ones that have, I don't know.
Disabled,
differently abled. I don't know the PC disabled. Word. And so there's not gurneys. They're running. They don't have wheelchairs for these. They're 30 hours on. So organizations like the Global Fund for Children are helping provide relief for these. And it's, y'all, and I just want to say, if you're not getting involved or getting money or doing something to help Ukraine right now, then I mean, this is something that's it's just horrible.
If you're looking for something to do, even it's even easier than if you're worried about putting money into a charity that you're not sure about. On Etsy, if you go to Ukrainian Etsy right now, you can actually just buy and you can tell people, don't send this right now.
Yeah.
You're putting money in the pockets people of individual artisans.
They're doing that with Airbnb as well. Yes. They're booking Airbnbs in Ukraine for people. So, because there's a lot of tourism there. So
money goes right to the sellers.
Currently, we raised $2,300 and I got to donate. And we are... I have a goal of $5,000. To be honest, y'all, it's still early in the month. I'd love to hit this goal, and I'd love to if we could hit this goal and maybe even raise 10. Maybe we can.
Yeah. And if
Grandma
you're not,
Hazel said double it.
If you're not, I wonder if she'd donate to the Global Children's Fund for Giving.
I'm not donating to Europe. That's probably what she'd say. But y'all, if everybody literally gave a dollar in the Sissy Squad, that's $10,000. And if you're not in the Sissy Squad, that's fine. Just Google the Global Fund for
Children. Global Fund for Children.
And give them
We have verified and vetted this charity, by the way.
Yes, we have. We have.
For Ukraine, sometimes with charities on the ground there, there's a lot of corruption in the system there.
Uh-huh.
So I understand you're a little worried about where your money's going. But
that's why I love the Airbnb and the Etsy thing. That's a great, great, great thing to do. All right, everybody. We appreciate you so much. Be safe out there. Send your love and prayers, whatever, for people in Ukraine right now. And we'll see you next week. But until then, y'all.
You don't remember.
I don't remember the sign off.
Remember, y'all, anchors are gay.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.